Hi there, I'm Juliet Nichols, founder and director of Pineapple Audio Production, and you're listening to the Podcasting Playbook. We're really lucky to be supported by some incredible businesses at Pineapple, so I just want to take a minute here to thank Ice Cool Design, a super stylish, eco-friendly wine cooler. We've got some beautiful Pineapple branded ones, and you can find pics of them on our Insta. And Audioboom, one of the leading podcast publishers who help you get your podcast to Apple, Spotify, and the rest. We use them for tons of our content distribution, so we are big, big fans. On today's episode, we are very excited to have Rume Ugen with us. Rume is programming lead working at Vogue UK. In the past, she's worked for ITV and Global across their digital offerings and hosted her own dating podcast, Cheap Chat, with Nush Cope and Carlotta Constant. So hi, Rume. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself? And then we will get on to today's topics.
My name's Rume Ugen. I am a digital content expert, I'll describe myself as. I've been working in digital content now for about 10 years, going from different media companies. I previously worked with you, Jules, obviously at Global, which is where I spent most of my career, heading up Heart. And now I've just started a new job as programming lead at Vogue Europe.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting, isn't it? You've done like the pinnacle of the things that people would want to do in their media careers and the kinds of names that you're chucking out there. I mean, you know, name like ITV, Heart, Vogue, and it's those, I mean, most people would be happy with one of those.
I know. And it is one of those things. It's like, as you have been in the career for a long time, you become very like desensitized to some of these big names. And it's so important to kind of like take a step back and actually, you know, give yourself a little bit of a pat on the back. Just be like, oh, actually, you know what? Like, if 21-year-old Rume, who, you know, just left university, could look at where she is now, she'd be really happy. So it's just, you know, about taking a step back and just having a little pinch me moment and being like, you know what, you're doing all right. It's so easy to compare yourself to others, you know?
There'll always be someone, won't there, who's that bit further ahead of you. And obviously people who are way, 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 way behind you in their journey. So yeah, it's easy to do that, but it's wicked to have a moment just to think about it. Because seriously, you know, you look from the outside in and obviously it's different when you're in the middle of it, but you are doing amazing, amazing things. So you and I met then. We met and bonded at Heart, obviously, and had some really good times. And then we ended up working together a little bit on Cheap Chat, which is your baby, your podcast baby, isn't it? So tell us a little bit about that. Like what made you start Cheap Chat and what's it all about?
So Cheap Chat was the brainchild of many conversations that I've had with girlfriends over the year. Just feeling very kind of disillusioned by dating. And I'm sure anyone who's dated in London, and not even in London, but just UK, and you're sub 30 years old, probably understands like how difficult it can be, especially regarding this new phenomenon that's called the talking stage or the situationship stage. Every other stage, there's like a million stages now that it takes before you get to the actual relationship bit. So yeah, it just came from numerous conversations with like my girlfriends. You know, you have like kind of girl chats and someone would drop screenshots into the group chat saying, oh my God, he just said this, or, you know, like, what do I say? What do I reply back? And I was like, I bet every girl like friendship group, WhatsApp group does the same thing, like tries to help their friends come up with the most perfect sassy reply to send to a guy. And so I was like, I'm sure there's a podcast in this, you know. And obviously I was inspired by kind of The Receipts, which was like obviously a massive podcast at the time. And, you know, they're doing a phenomenal job. And they had this whole concept of kind of like helping girls with not necessarily just dating advice, but just life advice in general. And they were kind of like agony aunts. And I just thought it was really refreshing to see kind of like a young group of relatable girls doing the whole agony aunt thing. Cause it's something that you kind of associate with like a Dear Deirdre column in like The Sun or like, you know. And so it was just nice to see these like cool, relatable girls that could actually be your friends, giving real advice that you'd actually use for situations that are really relatable. So yeah, I kind of just fused the two really. I was like, well, there's obviously girls out there that need advice. And like, I do feel like texting is such a big part of like the courting process now as like a millennial or whatever. I was like, we need to start like uncovering like, yeah, what's going on in kind of like the DMs, again, there's a whole phenomenon of people sliding in, and that's become the way that people date now. And so just taking all those kind of themes and putting it together to make, yeah, podcasts. And then the name also came from a friend of mine had been seeing a guy who just like wasn't serious and was just like messing her about, stringing her along for a very long time. And I can't remember what he said to her, and she relayed it in our group chat. My co-host Carlotta at the time said something like, yeah, yeah, whatever, it's cheap chat, put a ring on it, or something like that. And it just kind of like stuck. And then I was like, oh my God. So when we did this podcast, I was like, yeah, that's cheap chat. He's feeding you cheap chat. So yeah, that's kind of where it came from.
I remember just loving the concept so much. And I think I dived in the studio and helped you record it and edit it for a while. And it was just such an amazing energy. It was like one of the first podcasts I think that I've really got excited about to be involved in, to be part of the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. There was definitely something about that. I mean, the cast changed from kind of pilot stage to when we first kind of aired. I actually had an original lineup. And there was four of us actually. And it was myself, my best friend Carlotta, who I've just always known as kind of a bit of a man-eater. So I was like, she has to be on it. There was a girl called Els the Witch, who is now an incredible presenter and an influencer, doing incredible things. I think she's got a show on Kiss FM now. So now I'm like, oh my God, I've got an eye for talent. Like, I really know like what good talent is. Another girl called Clarice Juliet, who was also actually on Love Island. And I even remember on that first pilot recording, just like, I had like my little notes that I'd written and I'd like produced the whole thing. And even that, I remember just thinking, oh my God, there's really something here. Like, this has got legs. Like, and it just had like this sassy energy.
It's your energy though, Rima, you know that.
And like completely unfiltered. And it was just like, it just felt very current, very relevant, and very like reflective of dating now. I was like, there's something here. And then the cast changed. We had a lineup change, and I remember like coming across Nush and just thinking like, oh my God, first of all, this girl's absolutely gorgeous. And secondly, I remember just thinking she had like the best energy. And she was very like London. She's from South London. She's a South London girl. And again, she just had that kind of like sass and energy that I wanted to bring to the show. And I remember like, you know, I'd spoken to Nush. She said she wanted to do it, but I hadn't managed to get her in a room with Carlotta yet. Like, we hadn't even met. The first day that I didn't get to do a demo with her, because I remember the deadline was kind of coming up for trying to get this out. The first time that we recorded together was literally when we were all in the studio together for the first time. That was the first time she was meeting Carlotta. It's the first time that we were all going to record together. And we just nailed that first episode. Like, I sometimes try and think, like, what was it that set our podcast apart from like others? And I genuinely think it was like the genuine connection that we had as friends on the podcast, and that chemistry that, and every time I showed it to people, it would always come back to kind of like the chemistry of us three, and like how we just really seemed like real friends. I mean, we are friends, but like, and we became friends, but in those first two episodes, we didn't know each other at all.
The chemistry, I always say the chemistry and everybody having a good time, that's the essence of what you've got to try and achieve as like a producer, or, you know, whoever's kind of organizing and setting the tone. If everyone's having a good time, then as a listener, you hear that. And that's what you want to commit to, that chemistry, that good energy, the vibes, whatever you want to call it. That's what we're always trying to achieve, is everyone having a good time. So I totally, totally agree with that.
Yeah, I think from a producer, and this is why I feel like we got on so well, it's just like somebody who had like a shared vision and like understood like what we were trying to achieve, like sonically. And yeah, I think just letting us be unfiltered and just kind of like not try, like, we're three loud, opinionated women. I just want somebody who would just let us be us, and just not, I just didn't want it to sound sanitized. Like, I just wanted, and even like in the edit, like the episodes are very short. They're only like 20 minutes long. Some podcasts like go on for ages, and I just want it to be short. I've got a very, very, very short attention span. Like, it takes a lot to kind of like keep my attention. So for me, whenever I'm listening to like the podcast in the edit and stuff, pace is so important. Like, I just want the pace to keep going and I want the energy to kind of maintain throughout. Like, I don't want there to be dips or lulls.
That slickness is so important, I think. And actually, all the research shows that like 20, 25, 22 minutes is the optimum amount of time for people to really pay attention. So, and if you take into account now people's journey times or that free time they've got, 20 minutes is perfect. Thank you so much, Rume, for being our guest on the Podcasting Playbook. And thank you all for tuning in and getting to know a little more about the work we do. Don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming your way soon. And before I go, I just want to take a minute here to let you know about something I'm really excited we're doing, the Pineapple Awards. We're all about investing in young people and supporting them as they get into the audio, podcasting and radio industries. So we've set up an annual opportunity to showcase the talent of young people. They'll get great prizes, real industry experience and the chance to network with the biggest bosses of the industry. And there are three categories: Best Producer, Best Editor and Best Creative Idea. The Pineapple Awards are supported by Leo Bites, Stella, House of Kalmar, Ice Cool Design and Audio Boom. The closing date is February 28th, 2023, and all the details are on the Pineapple website, so get entering now.